Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Vav, Brachos 6, and on today's Daf Yomi on Vav Amidah, the Gemara records the following Braisa. It says, the Braisa Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, that Abba Binyamin taught, Ain Tfilah Shel Adam Nishmas, the prayers of a person are only going to hear, to be heard, Bebeis HaKnesses, the prayers of a person are only heard in a synagogue, as it states in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 28, Lishmoa el arena vela tfila, to listen to the song and to the prayer. And what this means is b'makom rina, in a place of rina, in a place of song, but that's really a synagogue because that's where the community is saying songs of praise in a beautiful and sweet voice. Therefore, for this reason, shamtei tfila, that's where the prayer is, and that's where the prayers are going to be. And so that's the concept. And we're going to come back to this first, but first we'll finish the braisa. Amarav and barav, Adam Rabbi Yitzchak Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Matzoi Bebeis HaKnesses. How do we know that God is found in a synagogue? And the answer to this is it says in Psalms 82, chapter 82, verse 1, Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel, that God is found in a community. Nitzav, God stands, Badas Kel. And we learn from the word Adas that it refers to a place that was fixed, a house that was fixed, that God is found in a synagogue, which is the place where Vadim, where the community gathers with him. Minayla Sarah, and says the Talmud, continuing in the Braisa, how do we know that 10 people that gather together, Shemispalin, Shashlinama, Ima, and how do we know that if there are 10 people gathering together, that the community is, that the divine presence is with them? Because it says, Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. And how do we know even three? Menayo Shlosha, Sheyoshvim Bedin, Sheshchina Ima. And how do we know if even three people are sitting in judgment as a court, three holy Jews standing together in a court, that God is with them? As it states, Bekarav Elokim Yishpat, it states that God is found in a betin, in a judgment. How do we know if even two people are sitting and engaging in Torah study that the divine presence is with them? Because it says, and so that's the reference from Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. And when it says, Ishal Re'eh, we see that God is going to be found in that gathering, even when it's just one person and their friend. And at the end of that verse, it says, and even those who calculate his name, what does that mean? Ravashi Chashav Adam Lasut Mitzvah Venenas Vo Asa Ma'olava Kosav Kiyuasa. That it means that if a person intended to do the mitzvah, but then for some reason they weren't able to do it, that the verse looks at you as though you actually already performed the mitzvah. How do we know if even one person is sitting and studying Torah that the divine presence is with such a person? As it states in Exodus 20, verse 21, in every place where I mention my name, I'll come upon you and bless you. And we can explain that this verse means that in any place where God's name is mentioned, that means to say that refers to Torah study. And then God will come and God's divine presence will remain there. So the Gemara says, well, if God's found with one person studying Torah, why do we need two? So the Gemara says, Trei Michtav An Mi Layu, that two people who study Torah as a higher level, because it says B'Sefer Zichronot, that their words are going to be written down in the Book of Remembrance, as it states in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, Vayikasev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav Lirei Hashem Lechosh Veishmo. But one person, his words are not going to be written down, but Sefer Zichronot. So if you want your words written down before God in this Book of Remembrance, it has to be two people studying together. So the Gemara asks, well, if two people are going to study Torah with each other, then why do we need three? So the Gemara says, you might have thought, Dina Shlama Ba'almahu, that the concept as it relates to din, that is only making peace, but it doesn't, it's not going to be that when the betin sits down, when the court sits down, that's only considered to be making shalom, making peace, but it's not considered Torah study, v'lo'as yashchina, and therefore the divine presence won't come. Kamash melon, t'dina nami haini Torah, that we learn from here that the betin, when they sit together, that's also studying Torah. So ask the Gemara of Chimiachar Nafilu Torasa, sorry, my, so well, if you have God's presence is found in a court of three, then why do we need even ten? So the Gemara says, says Asara, well, no, if you have 10 people that are praying together, the Kadma Shechina, that the Divine Presence, the Kadma Shechina Vasya, that God, Divine Presence will come first and beat them to the synagogue. But Tlasa Adiyasi, but with 3 people, God waits for the 3 people to be sitting, and only then does the Divine Presence come. So we see from here, however, there's a very interesting question that the commentaries point out, that the Braisa starts off by saying that Ein Tfilah Shel Adam Nishmas El Beis Knesses, that the prayers are only heard in a synagogue, and so that's one of the basic concepts. But the interesting thing is that it then cites a verse that's saying God is found in a group of 10. So why do we actually need a synagogue? So the Tzlach points out that the way to read this is that if the 10 people gather, then their prayers are going to be heard even though they're not in a synagogue. And so what Abba Binyamin is talking about is the individual who comes to the synagogue, but he came late. So then we're saying that since that place was a place of Rina and Tfila, since that place was a place of song and prayer, then there's a great value to praying there, even though the community is not praying with him at that exact moment. And they say that the following story about Ramosha Soloveitchik, that he came to the synagogue and he was late, and so he was davening shacharis, he was davening the morning prayer, and everybody else was davening musaf. And he asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim explained to him, the grach explained to him, that even if he was praying shacharis while they were praying musaf, he's fulfilled his obligation of praying in a community, because just to be in their presence while he's praying, even though you're not saying everything with them, is a fulfillment of the concept of praying in a community.